This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After 1 year of a full-scale invasion of Ukraine and 9 years of war, Miroslava Gengadze reports from the Wall of Remembrance in Kyiv.
This Wall of Remembrance, honoring Ukrainian heroes who died defending their country, is running out of space. A few days ago, U.S. President Joseph Biden came here to pay tribute to Ukrainian sacrifice. Russia is trying to wear down Ukrainians' resistance with prolonged war and regular missile attacks. Public opinion research shows Ukrainians are overwhelmingly committed to victory and the liberation of their occupied territories. Miroslava Gengadze, VOA News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
New aerial footage of a town in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk province shows the cost of intense fighting in the area. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Associated Press shot drone footage of the town of Marinka is a reminder that combat between Russian-backed forces and Ukrainian troops has raged in the country's east since 2014. The drone video shows how the town on the front line with Russia has been reduced to rubble. Marinka's police chief, Artem Shus, describes his town as completely destroyed. There are no civilians left in the city because the military administration and police evacuated all residents. All children. Living there is impossible. I'm Karen Chamas.
Poland has delivered its first Leopard tanks to Ukraine, the country's president and its defense minister told a meeting of the National Security Council on Friday. Officials did not give details on the number of tanks delivered to Kyiv at this stage, but Poland has earlier pledged that a company of Leopard tanks would be handed to Ukraine as part of coalition building. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.